Greetings and welcome back. Here's another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Connolly. I am a holistic therapist and a habit change coach, and I host this show, which is all about turning around habits that create problems for yourself and others. So let's see, this show has something to offer. If you have a self-defeating habit, no matter where you are in your process, and maybe you're not sure where to start or what course to take, or it's possible you've already started making some changes and you want some support for staying on track. If you've experienced some success and you want to reinforce the progress you've made, then this show can offer you a lot too. And then this show is also for you if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems for you, and maybe for other people too. And that's because in Habits into Health, we're not concerned with so much about what the habit is. We're working with what all habits have in common. And if you're worried about someone else's habit, you are probably developing some habitual responses to that person, and you could use some support along the way. Habits into Health is a holistic perspective, and we're all about helping you create a different future for yourself. In every episode, you have a chance to practice some new attitudes and skills that I've learned and pass along to my clients, and I'm now sharing them here with you. Okay, so lately we've been talking about something I call keeping your side of the street clean. A few episodes ago, number 97 to be exact, we covered an aspect of the communication street where one of you is withholding facts or feelings from the other. And a question came up from a listener that we'll address today, and that is withholding always a bad sign? And how can I know what I should share and when it would be best to keep things under wraps? Before we go there, though, let's do this episode's practice to help you slow down and connect with yourself. What we do in Habits into Health is we have practices that offer ways that you can step away from that busy mind, slow down to connect with yourself through the vessel, the vehicle that contains your entire life force, and that's something that we call the body. And that's why we say in Habits into Health to let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Since I'm recording this in the middle of the winter holiday season here in the Northern Hemisphere, there's lots of social activities and food that are added to the mix. Let's focus on the belly world today. And this isn't just about food, but about all of the ways that we digest, take in, as well as how we extend ourselves. Take a deep breath down into your lower belly, and if you can, just put your hand or hands there. You'll know you're there if you put your thumb one on top of the other at your belly button, and then let your hands just rest below. So as you're here, just breathe into your belly, and you know it turns out that your gut has more neurons than your spinal cord. So it really is a place where we incorporate more than just nutrients from food, although that's certainly the case. The belly is connected with two chakras in the chakra system, which has been adapted from the Hindu in the West. On the lower belly, the second chakra is associated with reproductive hormones and organs, and so this is a really big area of the body that in many traditions is tied to giving and receiving and to all kinds of creativity. But the third chakra too, which is above the belly button at the diaphragm, is also connected with giving and receiving in another way. It's associated with digestion, where nutrients are flowing from the intestines into the bloodstream, and that feeds you, but also to personal power, and tied with that, fear and anxiety. Now, certainly, if you've ever been in a situation where someone had personal power over you, reciprocity was probably not easily happening. So how you manage your own personal power in relationship to others is pretty important. At its simplest level, we don't need to know these details to just breathe. So you can just breathe, just take a deep breath, say hello to your belly. And what that means is let your diaphragm, which is that muscle between your lungs and your belly that makes it possible for you to breathe, let it stretch in and out. That's right. And just notice how you feel. Sometimes an exercise is just that, just slowing down, breathing, and noticing how it feels. You might become aware if anything changes in your state in any way. It's kind of funny, but it's really well understood by now, things that I learned back in my holistic health education days 30 years ago, and something that traditional healing practitioners have known for years, and that is your overall health starts in the gut. Here in the West, we're so brain-centered that we think everything starts with the mind. Not so in traditional cultures. It turns out that neurotransmitters exist throughout your immune system, not just in your head, in the brain, and they've been found in your heart, in the connective tissue, and in the gut. So honor this and take another deep breath. When you feed your gut the right nutrients, you feed your brain everywhere. Isn't that amazing? In your heart, your muscles, and in your head. Then when you feed your energy field the right way, by sitting a few moments and breathing, then you feed your brain everywhere too. Right now, in this moment, just take that in. Now take a rest from this activity. And as you do, notice what you change in yourself physically to do what you call rest. You can tap into your physical experience. You can be thinking as you're listening to my voice, activating all the neural structures in your brain, which is physical. But there is a relationship between that part of us that does what's called thinking and that part of us that does what's called moving. Now, if you're curious about this approach, then you can go to iTunes and search for Habits Into Health. Or you can go to habitsintohealth.com and click on the podcast menu. Why don't you like us at facebook.com? That's facebook.com/habits.into.health. And that'll get you some notices on your newsfeed. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host this show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. In this podcast, you get a little introduction to the Habits Into Health perspective. And if you want to take your habit change work to another level, then come up to habitsintohealth.com and ask for my free self-assessment questionnaire, and that'll get you started. If you want more personalized contact, then submit your application for a complimentary 30-minute discovery session. That's at habitsintohealth.com/get-support. And if your application is accepted, then I'll contact you within 3 business days to schedule a time. And oh, by the way, if you're going to be in the San Francisco Bay Area and you want to get some in-person support, you can apply for a spot at one of these events coming up. I'm hosting a women's retreat on Saturday, January the 11th. In the middle of January, after that, my new ebook is going to be published. And you can keep your eyes peeled for the Women Empowerment Series that kicks off on Saturday, February 22nd. Then I'll be sharing the stage with some very dynamic women speakers. And if you happen to be listening in after these dates have already occurred, just come on over to habitsintohealth.com. I keep my schedule posted, and I also keep an archive of all of my podcasts. Okay, so let's talk about today's topic. Lately, we've been talking about something I call keeping your side of the street clean. In episode 97, our topic was an aspect of this where you are withholding facts or feelings from another person, or you discover that they've been not communicating with you as well. Now, a question for follow-up came in from a listener. Let's call her Marcia. And she said, well, I don't even tell my husband everything about my past before I knew him or about everything I did today. What's the big deal about not sharing if it's not important? Well, that's the key, isn't it? Knowing whether something is important or not. Sometimes we can't know. Sometimes we can have a sense of it ahead of time. Sometimes we don't realize till afterward that it was really important. So first, let's review a little bit, just in case you haven't listened to episode 97 yet. There are 3 levels of communication. First level is, I know that you know, and you know that I know. On this level, there are no secrets. We're both open books. Then third level is, I don't know myself. On this level, I'm keeping secrets from myself, or you from yourself. And by that, I mean, I'm in denial. We're shutting ourselves down so we can avoid knowing what's going on. It's the second level, the one in between the completely open door and the completely shut door, that we're talking about here. On this level, I'm withholding either information or feelings from you. So Marcia is offering a legitimate concern here about whether you should expect to share everything with a spouse. This level has some aspects. Depending on how long you've known another person, or the nature of how you know them, they might know a little bit about you or a lot about you. In dating situations, it's not usually a good sign if you're telling everything about you to a person you don't know very well. It's a sign of poor boundaries, for one thing. But also there might be a future considerations around emotional or physical safety that you can't predict. For instance, I know a person who dated a man who ended up being very jealous and possessive in a way that became problematic. He was also from a culture in which women were held more restrictively than in California, where she was living. But it can take up to 6 months after you've met somebody for you to know whether you want to go to the next level of relationship with them. That's a lot of small talk. And sure enough, disclosing some of her dating history, which would have been pretty innocuous to an American, was far too adventurous for this man and his family. So, needless to say, it didn't work out, and my friend certainly learned to be more discreet. Even with a spouse, you might not say everything about your past. Probably over time, in a healthy relationship, there wouldn't be many secrets. But what if you had a one-night stand many years ago, and you quickly regrouped, never saw the other person again, and got back on track with your marriage? Would it serve your marriage to disclose this information? It depends. If the person was out of your life, with no chance of contact, you could make a case for not disclosing. If you were concerned about your spouse's health suffering, especially mental health, you could also make a case. But if that old paramour moves back into town and serves on the same town committee as you, then it's tricky, isn't it? In the 12-step programs, there's a step where you would make amends to someone after you've taken your own inventory and realize that you wronged somebody. Well, what if that one-night stand happened when you were in the middle of your last bender and you've been clean and sober ever since? Does it mean it shouldn't apply? Can't say for sure. But I do think that two rules of thumb apply in these questions. The first thing is, how long have you known the other person? And related to that one is, what is your sense of their emotional maturity? If you haven't known someone very long, probably a good idea to be discreet. And if the person isn't emotionally mature, then no matter how long you've known them, be discreet. But if you've known somebody a long time, you're just more likely to know their emotional capacity too, right? And this will give you a sense about whether or not to disclose. If the first measure passes muster, then the second rule of thumb is to be given some consideration, self-examination, and look at what the consequences would be. You'd have to get completely honest with yourself. No wandering around in the basement where the third level lives, clueless. Even though it never sees the light of day, you would still need to ask, what are the pros and cons of disclosing first or not saying anything at all? The chief value here is that you stop lying to yourself, and that's important. We have a few more topics to discuss that fit under the banner of keeping communication street clean that we'll explore over the following weeks. For now, we're going to say goodbye. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com to request my free self-assessment questionnaire. It can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with, and you can find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website. I always like to say, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over those unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong and what's wrong with you, and start creating healthier possibilities for your future. Thanks so much for joining me.